Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is the podcast show, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hello guys, and welcome to episode number 58. I've titled it 5/7/8/6/2026 will be a great season of fulfillment. Well, I always look forward to the new prophetic words that come out for the new year, and I'm always excited to see what the Lord might give me personally for the upcoming new year. So you may already be aware of this, but the sixth Hebrew letter of the alphabet is Vav, and it has a numerical value of 6. Its pictographic meaning is hook, nail, to connect, tent peg, add to, or attach. According to graceintorah.net, which was one of the sites I did some research at, above all, the letter number Vav is about connection and relationship. We are also still in the decade of the letter Pei, P-E-Y, which has the numerical value of 80. The primary meaning of Pei is mouth, and by extension, word, vocalization, expression, or speech. Now, it is extremely important to continue to declare the word of the Lord back to him in this upcoming new year and to be interceding according to what the word of the Lord is, so that we may see fulfillment of all of his prophetic promises. I heard the Lord say that this will be a great season of fulfillment and to get ready because he is doing something big. About a month before the beginning of the Hebraic year, or Rosh Hashanah, which began this year on September 22nd, I awoke to hear the Lord say that something shifted or changed. It is my belief that something has shifted or changed in the spiritual atmosphere, if you will, and that we can expect to see things and hear things unlike we have in any other year before this. Before I expand on that any farther, I want to provide a little bit of personal context because the Lord often makes me live the word before I can release it. Now, you may have noticed that I have not been present producing new episodes for a while. Well, this is because, if you remember, earlier this year, I wrote about and podcast about, of course, how my husband and I felt led to start building a very sizable addition onto the existing ranch house. Now, one episode back, number 57, you can go listen to that. And it's in article format on starfireinternational.com. Easy to find those. Now, this addition was a ton of work. We did so much of it ourselves and generaled it and harvested lumber off our land to use for it. But I am thrilled to say that we are finally done, and it has turned out even better than I think we could have possibly hoped. Perhaps the best part, though, is that it has provided a huge upgrade for us in our ability to host people. And it has already become a very frequent spot for people to gather. This is for family, friends, ministry, you name it. So much so that we've been calling this new house of ours, I like to call it the new house, we've called it Grand Central Station. There's always people coming and going. So along the way with this build, oh, and I want to point out too that if you go find this article in the written version on our webpage, you will get some personal pics that I've inserted into that. So you might like to see those. Anyway, along the way, there were certain key moments when the Lord revealed something to me that was being illustrated through this build. One such moment was when we were officially breaking through from the old house and connecting or evolving it to the new. Now, since the existing house was log, this required using a chainsaw. So imagine this. There's a deafening roar. There's chainsaw exhaust in the air. There's sawdust and wood chips flying everywhere. And you've got sledgehammers and crowbars, right, to break through. So again, you can see some pics of this on the article version. That would probably be fun to see. Once it was fully opened up, I felt the Lord said that the barriers have been removed. So the Lord showed me that a barrier in the spirit realm, excuse me, between the old and the new has been destroyed. And whatever's been holding you back from the new things that God has for you has been removed. It's gone. Well, a few weeks after this, I awoke one night to once again hear the Lord say the same thing, that the barriers have been removed. This time, in addition, I also heard, if we declare on earth what's in heaven, it's ours. Wow, that's pretty profound. And as I pondered on this, I could really sense the anointing on it. Now, remember, I said we are still in the decade of pay. So that makes it especially important to be speaking back to God the things that He has already spoken to you, through to yourself personally or through someone else, or in His Word, all of those things. When we do this, we are following the principle that we find in the Lord's Prayer. We are connecting heaven and earth with our inspired prayers, intercession, and declarations. Thereby, we enable His will, His kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Of course, you find the Lord's Prayer in a specific verse in Matthew 6:10 and Luke 11, verse 2. Here are a few things I'm going to tell you that I'm making repeated declarations about. These are things that I've heard very often, if not in different forms, then at least repeatedly. And I invite you to join me in speaking them as well. So here are some of these things. Number one, this will be a great season of fulfillment. Secondly, the barriers have been removed. Thirdly, turnaround is here. Now, I keep hearing other things about turnaround, that our turnaround is here. You could say my turnaround is here. Also, that complete turnaround is here. This is probably the thing I've heard the most this season, is that turnaround is here for you. I've also been hearing it's a new day and that there is no more delay. If you have not yet seen the manifestation of these declarations that you're making, it could be ones like these or others that you've heard, and you're saying them, you're praying them, but you're not seeing them yet, keep in mind that we are in a season of the rediscovery of your faith. So the Lord just might be on track with increasing your faith. So again, as I said, keep that in mind. In addition to providing an upgrade in our ability to host people as a gathering spot here, another blessing of this completed addition is that I was able to get my piano back. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of that piano on this written article form if you're interested in seeing it. When we bought the ranch 3 years ago, I knew that there was not a space for this piano. We had no room for it, and I wondered if we might have to sell it, which would have been really hard. But as it turned out, thankfully, we had some friends who agreed to take the piano for us until we could get it back. We told them we were hoping to build an addition. As soon as we did that, we could have it back. So that all worked out. The movers moved it in, and the minute the door closed behind them, I sat down to play this piano. And I had no conscious thought of what I would play, and I had no music, and I started to play How Great Thou Art. That's such a classic and beautiful song. As I played, something happened. I started to weep, and I was shaking absolutely uncontrollably. When I finished the chorus and I turned around, guess what? I saw that my husband was weeping too. I was like, what on earth just happened? I knew that this was far more than just an emotional response to getting my piano back. Something supernatural had just occurred. When I was discussing this with my husband after that, I had the impression that God was saying, I saw how much you gave up in this move, not just the piano, many other things. And now it's time for restoration, the double blessing. Well, immediately I thought of the story of Jacob blessing the sons of Joseph. If you remember, that was Ephraim and Manasseh. When he did that, he, in effect, gave Joseph a double blessing. He gave him a portion above his brothers. Now, you can reference that story in Genesis chapter 48. If you recognize yourself in this scenario, be assured God sees how much you gave up in the last season, and it's time now for restoration and double blessing. Amen. But my sense was that there was even more that was going to be revealed. So I kept praying and pondering about this incident that happened at the piano. And the next night I awoke to hear this: a portal opened of provision and success. So the next day I asked my husband to give me his impressions. Just what had he sensed when we had started weeping? I thought this would give me some more insight into this. So I myself had sensed the angels were present when I was playing, and that they were even joining in singing in this classic worship hymn, "Oh, How Great Thou Art." And my husband said that he sensed that my mother, who had passed away when I was a teenager, was looking down and listening. How about that? Now, a portal could be defined as a doorway, a gateway, or another entrance, especially a large or imposing one. Similar words would be doorway, gateway. I use the Oxford languages to reference this. I realized that completely unexpectedly, simply by sitting down to play the piano, that's all I had done, I had experienced a VOV moment, heaven connecting with earth. A compelling example of a portal is found in Genesis chapter 28. This is when Jacob had a supernatural experience at Bethel. When I reread this story, a couple of things really stood out to me. The first is about a VOV moment, or season, I should say. These things would concern a VOV moment that stood out to me. The first is increased angelic activity, which correlates with my experience at the piano. So Genesis 28, verse 12 in the New King James says this: "Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending." I'm sure this is a familiar story to you. The second thing I noticed is that Jacob referred to an open portal. Again, this is something that happened to me at the piano. There you'll go to verse 17, and it says, "And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." That's the definition of a portal. Also of note is that Jacob was not expecting anything unusual to take place. He just needed to get some rest. So verse 11 says, "So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep." Doesn't sound very comfortable, does it? Well, I can simply relate. My gosh, all I had done is to sit down to play the piano. I was not expecting anything out of the ordinary to occur. And finally, in that passage, I saw the reference to fulfillment. Verse 15 says this: "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." So you can expect all of these elements that I just mentioned to you: increased angelic activity, open portals, unexpected supernatural encounters, and fulfillment. All of these are components of this new season of a spiritual shift that's recently taken place. That's exciting. Recently, I had a dream where the numbers 17 and 33, represented as a lock combination, were emphasized and repeated over and over. So after I spent some time praying and digging, ultimately my sense was that these numbers referred to Luke chapter 17, verse 33. Reading out of the New King James, it says, "Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will preserve it." So I am talking about the culmination and the cost. Because friends, those who have sacrificed much and paid a great price for their obedience in this last season can now expect to enter a new glory realm of seeing and hearing things altogether differently at a new level in this season. Let's read Luke 10, 23, 24, New King James. It says, "Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, 'Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and I have not heard it.'" Wow, that is my prayer for you, my blessing for you, that all these things come true in this season of great fulfillment. Now, one final thing that I'm hearing for this new year and season is that we can expect to see the manifestation of Israel. That is not a phrase I have ever heard before, and I certainly didn't understand what it meant. So, of course, I've been doing some praying and digging, and although this has not actually been fully revealed to me what this means, I did find that one definition from Merriam-Webster.com gives a partial understanding. It defines manifestation as this. One of the definitions says that it is a public demonstration of power and purpose. That's interesting. So pray with me as we close, would you please? We know that Israel is the apple of God's eye, and that as we bless her, we are blessed, correct? So pray with me together. Lord, may your plan to reveal the manifestation of Israel, as well as all of your plans and purposes for Israel, be accomplished in this great season of fulfillment. Yes and amen, amen and amen. Well, bless you guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. And if you've enjoyed today's show, today's episode, please subscribe to our show. And also please rate it and review it on iTunes, as it helps us reach more listeners with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireinternational.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter there. And you can also donate, read all of our latest articles, and keep up to date with our social media sites there. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.